On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
So you get excited because they're excited, gets me excited, gets all of our fans excited, and our sponsors. So it's going to work out.
Bless you, boys! Unbelievable! I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
Step into the well-informed, ill-advised, and oddly entertaining world of Tall Can Sports.
Here we go!
Light the candle!
Well, here we are, another goddamn Sunday night Tall Can Sports podcast. Matty Lang's here. What do you want to talk about, man? Aaron Sanchez hurt his fucking fingernail again today. Matt Shoemaker's out for the year with his ACL. CFL, they're fucking around doing a... To me, he seems more obscure than Stassi.
He was on that Rendezvous Cup team.
That's a shame. 1990 Pittsburgh Penguins.
Rob Brown.
Not Rob Brown.
Ricci.
No. I mean, come on.
So Lemieux.
Yes.
Okay, but not Ron Francis. You're talking, so it's not Rob Brown.
No.
It's not Mark Recchi. A defenseman?
Yeah.
Paul Coffey.
Paul Coffey is correct. Yeah.
100 points in 1998.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
Unbelievable. And well, but can you believe, like, missing the playoffs a year later, winning it all?
Yeah, well, they made some really crafty, under-the-radar trades, right?
I mean, like, just fucking raping the Hartford Whaler organization.
For sure, right? We're going to trade out Czarly, Zalapski, and who knows who
else. It was a very, like, EA Sports building of... all blue jerseys. You can't find a Sens jersey in these crowds. There's just bus after bus after bus. Some of them are local city buses coming from downtown. Some are clearly like tour groups like you and I have done before. And it's just blue jersey after blue jersey pouring off and into this building. It was unbelievable. And at the beginning of the game, the Go Leafs Go chants were louder than I'd ever heard. The cheers were unreal. And of course, by the end of the first, they were dead because the team was already showing that they were not going to show up for this fucking game. But it was wild to see that it had been taken over this much, man. It was unbelievable. I don't know how it came off on TV, but in the house, man, it was all blue.
Yeah, and strangely, maybe not strangely because Leaf fans do like to travel and so do Raptor fans. Mm-hmm. But I have no idea how anybody was left in Toronto over the weekend, because between the Ottawa game on Saturday and the busloads of people who went over to Detroit for the Raptor game on Sunday.
And they turned around and said, yeah, we're fixing this. We're changing this. They're going to essentially buy back guns from people who own these weapons and say, we're taking this away, but we'll refund your money. So it's going to cost
$150 million. Is that what I saw?
Something like that.
Yeah,
it's got to be higher than that.
Okay.
In New Zealand dollars versus American dollars, I don't know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That seems low anyway, okay. but I could be wrong. And we'll share a couple of articles here.
The CFL is not the league I follow the most closely, but I am big time into narratives on this one. The Calgary Stampeders have been the best team in the league for half a decade now, and they have completely underperformed at the Grey Cup. Sorry, Ottawa. I think the Stamps win this football game, and I think they win it by 2 touchdowns.
Hey, everyone. It's Canadian Paralympian Amy Burke. This time last year, I was rubbing it in that I was on my way to Brazil where it was sunny and warm, and karma seems to come back to bite me in the ass where it's now minus double digits in Ottawa. Go figure. My Grey Cup predictions this year is the Ottawa Redblacks crushing the Calgary Stampeders. I don't even care what the score is. From everyone here at TCA, we really hope you enjoy the game. And for you Stamp fans, please try not to burn your beautiful city down when they shit the bed 3 times in a row.